from Northern California. It's the PenPals.Buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Hear real stories from real inmates who want to write to you. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
So if your husband or your pen pal is not allowed to receive mail at their facility, there may be a creative solution you can come up with. I'm just saying, I don't know, a little foreshadowing. Today's guest, man, there couldn't be a better guest for the Prison Pen Pal Podcast. So happy that she had a little bit of time. She's very busy, but she had time to chat with us. Annie Perry is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. And she's a prison wife. She's also a licensed clinical social worker, which we call a therapist, licensed therapist. And she's the creator of what I think is the world's largest collection of inmate activity books, which are available on Amazon. Multifaceted woman with tons of experience and tons of knowledge to share with us. And just so everybody knows, so that I don't get in trouble and so that Annie doesn't get in trouble, nothing that she talks about here today on the podcast can be considered therapy. Everything she's going to share is simply information. Yes, she's a therapist, but she's not your therapist, and she's not my therapist. We're here to share information, maybe a little entertainment along the way. I'm Big Steve, and it's the Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Podcast at penpals.buzz if you'd like to get in touch with us. If you have comments, we're always here and we'd love to chat with you. Podcast at penpals.buzz. You can also reach us at 888-2-PENPAL. Annie's on the line with us now. I want to start off talking about these activity books. Truly incredible. How'd you come up with this idea?
Originally, the reason why we started those books is because my husband was at a facility that he couldn't get any letters. And so I was trying to figure out a way to let him know, hey, I love you. I'm thinking about you. So I'm trying to, and that's what I always encourage with the prison wives. Think outside the box. Like, we always got to think outside the box. And I needed to get him a message to him to let him know I'm here and I love you. And then the fact that I could create a book and the prisons will approve it and let it in was
my way
of getting him messages.
That's mind boggling, Annie. Like that's hardcore right there. So I can't write him a letter. I'm going to go publish a book and have it delivered to him from Amazon. That's incredible. So I'm sure that was a nice surprise for him. And now you guys, it sounds like you work together. I saw something that said kind of his favorite part of the day is you call him and you talk about how the books did that day and the different statistics. And I just thought that's so cool. It's like you have your marriage, but then also this business partnership that you can do together. It's like a shared experience.
Right. When I told him about it that day, and I had already actually created one and sent it, but I couldn't hold that information. I was on the edge of my seat. You're not going to believe what I did. I created a book and submitted it to Amazon. I was so excited.
That's so great.
But I mean, by the end of the day, we had an entire business plan. By the end of the week, that business plan was set. You know, we got a business degree, or a business license. We opened a business license. It's Jailhouse Books, which is also on Facebook. So it's Jailhouse Books. So we just put everything together so quickly. And, you know, for a great reason. You know, that's one of mine and my husband's qualities is we are very business savvy. And so we work really good together as a team with, you know, banking ideas off of each other. We're super creative.
You know, some people might say, oh, I made one or two of these activity books. You've made so many. And what I think so cool about this is I remember when I was locked up, there was this one book and it was called like Activity for Inmates. And it was just not very good. It was like a red cover. And it was this cookie cutter book that they made activity books for seniors and activity books for kids. And and inmates was just like the next thing on the list, you know. And it was like the same damn book. They just had a different cover. But what you've done is really incredible. And anyone that can go to Amazon, if you just search Annie Perry, a lot of stuff pops up and then they can get to your author page.
Right.
These books, I mean, my favorite, I looked through all of them. My favorite was, it was called My King, Big, Bold, and Adventurous, featuring safari and animal kingdom themes. And the tagline said, take your loved one on a safari adventure no matter where they are. And I thought, this is freaking awesome. Like, how many books have you done and how long have you been creating these?
We just actually started this year, but I'm pretty tenacious.
It's unbelievable. I mean,
a lot of those covers are his ideas. I'll print them, and then on video, I'll show him, what do you think of this? And he'll say, do it this way. And then, you know, I'll do it a different way. And he's like, that's it. So, I mean, we live through this, and it gives him an opportunity to get out of what he's going through every day. And then it also gives me, you know, that satisfaction with I'm able to help provide an avenue for him as a source of relief.
That's just such a great story. And these books, I really love the cover with the lion. I might actually buy that. If you see an order from penpals.buzz, you'll know, you'll be like, that's weird. Why is he buying this? But I just love that.
You know, and that one was inspired. I had always told him, you're always the king of my life. So obviously those are inspired for him.
Now, and these are, it's not just like you slapped a different cover on. And I mean, there's different things in each of these books. I saw one that dealt with like mental health and mindfulness. And then it said it included a workbook for mental clarity. And each book's a little bit different with what the puzzles and things that are inside, right? They're not all the same stuff.
Not one single puzzle is the same. They're all different. We create every single one from scratch. They're all different. And yeah, the mental health one out of all of those. So most of them are puzzles or games or word puzzles, but that mental health one, that actually goes a little bit more in depth. That's actually a workbook where, you know, talks about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, where I had to have the citation, you know, page in the back. I saw something online that had actually said they needed more things like that. And that was my inspiration for creating it, is they needed more things tailored to how you're feeling when you're incarcerated versus a mental health on the outside. Like when you're talking about giving a breathing space, counting to four, are we staring at a cell wall or are we staring at a bedroom TV? You know, these things matter. Right. You need to put it in the right context.
You can read something and it's like, this person's on my side. This author is actually on my team and knows what it's like in here and isn't just like standing up on a lectern trying to preach down to me.
We actually wrote in the beginning of the book that, you know, me and my husband had always had a thing for books. I had sent him so many books in prison. He loves to read. So, you know, making these was fairly easy for us because that's the kind of communication that we have between each other. But there is a page in the beginning that kind of says, you know, we had a love for books and we had all this stuff. But the most important thing that we did like is the back cover always gives a special message so that, you know, they pick it up when they're in their cell. And it's a reminder from their loved one constantly that it's a gift for you that's tailored for you while incarcerated, that you, they love you, they're thinking of you, and they're, like you said, we're on your side. We're here for you.
Now, the prisons and the mailroom in the prisons, they're not always on your side, and they like to make it as hard as possible to receive mail, to receive books. But you, being the brilliant woman that you are, who, you know, thought of this idea in the first place, you figured out not to have any kind of illegal binding on it, no spirals. You make sure it's a paperback. I mean, these things are 100% prison friendly, right? They're going to get into the institution as long as they can receive stuff from Amazon, which I know most prisons still can.
Yeah, there's only a handful that don't actually accept Amazon, but for the majority of the United States, they all accept Amazon. And yeah, we've done our due diligence and tried to make sure that these are things that can get into the facility. We even have some erotic books on there, and I pretty tailored it to like a PG-13 erotic where it's not too. But, you know, to let you know, hey, you're still human. We still have these thoughts of passion and desire and, you know, so.
I might add one of those to my Lion King book thing too. So just, but we can't, we'll talk about that later. We don't need to talk about that. Here in public, I'll be embarrassed. I was so pissed off one time because there was this Las Vegas calendar I just wanted so bad. And I waited like 9 months until the next year came out. And this thing was like $30. It was this great calendar. And then it gets rejected because it had the spiral binding, you know? And I was like, God dang it. Are you kidding me? Like, and I was like, could I just take the spiral? Can you take that out and just give me the loose pages? Oh no, that would be altering, you know, altering the property. And we can't. Oh man, so it's great that you thought ahead and
that happened to us. I actually sent him a Bible, and they denied the Bible for the leather binding. So yeah, that wasn't our first rodeo with learning what could get in and get through. I always call them through the gates.
Annie, we'll be back in just a few seconds. When we come back, I'm gonna ask you about how you met your husband. That's next.
Do you have a loved one that might like a pen pal? Tell them about penpals.buzz. With a penpals.buzz profile, they can exchange letters and emails with open-minded men and women worldwide. Penpals.buzz.
So what you don't know is that I actually met my husband through a pen pal website.
That's so cool.
I met him 9 years ago. I wasn't an LCSW when I met him. I was actually just out of a marriage where my husband had died. So I was grieving. It was near the beginning of his sentence. So he was also in a place of grieving. So we connected. And by the time he was done with his 5-year sentence, I had actually finished the greater part of my schooling with my master's degree. And we had gotten married on the outside. And then he didn't make it and he was incarcerated again. So we're on our second term now. What I always look at it like is, you know, kind of when we met, we both didn't really have any tools. And then I fully became equipped. And, you know, he was my number one cheerleader. Without him, the support that I got from him just emotionally, and I give him all the credit, you know, all the time. Your name should be on the degree too, you were right there with me.
What is his name?
Henry Perry.
Henry Perry. So we got Henry Perry and Annie Perry. They should both be on this degree. So how... So he got out, and then how long were you guys together before he had to go back?
About a year and a half.
Okay, so you got a good sense of what life's like then.
Yeah.
Now, you said one more year until he comes back out?
One more year. Oh, yeah, one exciting. More year, and he's back out. So I always kind of felt like, you know, like I said, when we met, we didn't have any tools, and then I gained a lot of tools. And I was a little bit more equipped when he got out and he wasn't. And, you know, when he went back in, I kind of felt like he was there for me the first term and I'm there for him the second term.
You know, I kind of joke with people about, you know, my own therapist. And I'm like, hey, you're lucky because you're a therapist, so you don't even need therapy. But he's like, no, I have to go to my own therapy. You think like if somebody has that education, they know all the tools and they're just perfect and they don't ever need help.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not true. you know, we all have our niches. That's the thing, right? And mine is in grief and a couple of other areas where, you know, for the people that I help and stuff. And then we have things in our own lives that come up, you know, when that emotional storm comes in and we get clouded and some of those tools go out the window, you know, we're all human. We're not perfect people by far.
You have on your TikTok, it's at Team Perry 2016. That's TEAMPERRY 2016. And I was so intrigued by some of your videos, and you have sort of like a series of videos where you're giving advice to other, I guess they're not always prison wives, but just partners of someone who is incarcerated. And one of the things that resonated with me that I thought was real important to share with the people listening here today was you said you have to remember you are not their savior.
Absolutely. You know, we're part of their support system. We are not there to save them in a sense. You know, if somebody wants to change, and honestly, I don't even always like that word change because I feel like we always are who we are, but let's adjust, right? Let's adjust who we are. Let's adjust some of that thinking. But, you know, we can't, unless they've got it set in their mind that this is what they want, you know, none of that's going to happen. So we might spin our wheels or our gears trying and putting so much effort in, and it's just not going anywhere. And the reason why is that other person is not wanting it. So what are we in control of? We are in control of just love and support. And like, that's really the bottom line.
I've seen compelling statistics that have shown that a larger proportion of women who either have codependency, maybe even narcissistic personality disorder, borderline, things like this, are more likely to be attracted to an inmate or somebody that needs that help, right? And I feel like a lot of people get into this thinking, oh, this poor guy, I can fix him. Because there's a lot of fixers, and I used to be one myself, and I might still be. You can help people, you can be there for them, you can give them assistance, but that shouldn't be the main priority to think that I'm going to change this guy, I'm going to make him a different person.
Yeah, and that'd probably be not the reasons to go in to do that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. What would you
know, to put this in a like a layman's term, right? It would be, you're attracted to the bad guys or you're attracted right. to the bad boys.
Yeah.
But what does that say about yourself? And I think that's kind of what you're yeah. saying is, you know, have you addressed your mental health yourself to know why you're attracted to the bad boys?
Yeah. And then here's the other gotcha is that once you fix the bad boy, then he becomes a good boy and then you're not attracted to him anymore. So you kind of succeed and then you fail.
Right. And the other thing I always back up with that is, when you, especially through the pen pal system, and you're meeting someone and you know you're attracted to the bad boys. And I always say, you know, I was going to get with a criminal anyways on the outside. Might as well just get with one who I know what their record is right up front.
So what? Just right. kind of aside, beside the topic here, but I think I'm curious, and maybe somebody else is, since we do have penpals.buzz and people are always trying to find out what attracts people to their profiles. What was it about your husband's profile when you saw it? Was it a photo? Was it something he wrote? What was it that made you feel that connection?
It was a little bit of both. He was a pretty good looking guy, I'd uh-huh. say so. And okay. The other part was that I felt like he was slightly kind of cocky in his message. And I thought to myself, I need to know more about him and why he thinks that way. It right. piqued my curiosity to know, because he said, I'm a diamond in the rough. And I thought, well, let me see why you think you're a diamond in the rough.
Annie, what would you tell the women out there who are listening, or the men? What are some coping skills you would suggest?
You have to remember yourself in this. You know, I know that we want to give, and especially to someone who needs a lot of help.
Right.
But yeah. you can't get lost in the system. You can't get lost in the process. And at the end of the day, you're the only person standing on your two feet. So it's so important not to lose yourself in the process. And so that's, you know, with keeping yourself at the forefront, still continuing to work on yourself, still continuing to do the things that you like to do. You know, you're not isolating. You're not, you know, because we experience a lot of things as being a prison wife, shame, mm-hmm. guilt, you know, yeah. isolation, loneliness. And so, you know, you got to pull out of that. You really just got to pull out of that. Don't forget yourself in the process. To me, I think that's the number one thing. Yeah. And then you really are actively engaged in something that's meaningful in your life. If that's your children, if that's going to school, if you love your work, you know, you can't just have these thoughts all the time about your relationship and what's going on, because it can and will consume and suck you in. Yeah. So just remembering yourself and then stay engaged, because you still are, you know, for me, I'm not just a prison wife. I'm Annie. Yeah, and I don't ever right. want to forget that I am Annie. And right. so it always backs that question with, who's Annie?
Yeah. And I think you said in one of your, you know, if you need a break, if it's okay to say, hey, I need a little bit of a break for myself. You know, and
oh, yeah.
always remember your Annie, and Annie does things on her own sometimes. Doesn't have to always
yeah,
be.
And my husband knows that too. He'll say, well, how long of a break do you need this time? I'll let you know.
One of your videos on, it was Team Perry 2016 on TikTok. One of your videos was about kind of how to set the expectations when someone's released, and you mentioned non-negotiables, you mentioned division of labor. Did you have some of those conversations when he first got out, and how did that go?
I think that I was a little bit more ready than he was. So when we had some of those conversations, I think he was pretty aware of what my negotiables and non-negotiables were. And so it was very easy, because even in that year and a half, at some points I had to back off, because I had to say, he's touching my non-negotiables. Okay. So, you know, those are things that I'm not, and that I can't bend on. You know, those are my core values. I can't bend on. So we had those conversations, but he might not have been there yet.
Yeah. It's a transition for sure. It takes some adjusting. At least you made him do the dishes, I'm hoping. Cause
you know, he was pretty good with whatever I did need help with. Yeah. He was pretty good with that. So.
Hey, Annie, man, it's been so great to talk to you. Can you give everybody one more time, just, you know, shout out your info for how they can find you? You mentioned Facebook, and there's also TikTok, and any other places they can get more information about what you got going on?
We're at Team Perry 2016 for TikTok. For Instagram, we're at Team Perry 2017. Had to adjust the handle a little bit. It was taken already. And then at Facebook, you can look us up for Jailhouse Books, and you know, like I said, on Amazon, you can find us by his name through the author, my name through the author, Inmate Activity book. We're pretty solid with all the books we have on there. It's a good chance you're going to run into one of ours. Like I said, we've done our best with creativity, and we're not done. I still got lots more to come.
Keep us all posted here at penpals.buzz. Let us know how things progress. And definitely once he's out, man, it would be great to hear how you guys are doing.
We would love that. All right. And good luck with the Pen Pals. It was a favor for us. So we appreciate the Pen Pals. If it wasn't for them, there'd be no us.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve, but he'll be back soon with another edition of the penpals.buzz Prison Pen Pal podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz or call 888-2-PENPAL. PenPals.buzz is a division of Snaptura Inmate Services.